Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting 7th. The DH, Joe Liss. Batting 8th. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive towards short. Belunger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins bunts towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spikes moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes scores. Bell moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Spikes reaches second base with a double. Lowenstein scores. Duffy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Liss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson fires to first and picks off Lowenstein. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gritch strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Joe Liss. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Jefferson covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spikes. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Spikes steals second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 4 in the game. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 5, Indians, 5. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Broemer moves to second. Laron Lee pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Grant Jackson now pitching. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grich strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Enes Cabell pinch runs for Boog Powell. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Enes Cabell now playing first base. Dave Johnson now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 4 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbry pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams bunts towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Bumbry moves to second. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles. Coggins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Bumbry scores. Bellinger moves to third. It's 6-5, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bellinger tags and scores. Coggins tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Fred Bean now pitching. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gritch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Echeverry now catching. Earl Williams now playing first base. Enes Cabell now playing third base. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres pinch hits for Dave Duncan. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torres for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.